Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Now, first this afternoon, the Police Service of Northern Ireland has admitted it's aware that dissident Republicans claim to be in possession of information that was mistakenly published online earlier this week. At a press conference this afternoon, the PSNI Chief Constable Simon Byrne was speaking after what he called a constructive and challenging meeting with the Policing Board to explain issues surrounding the data breach. Chief Constable Byrne said the claims that dissident Republicans are in possession of this data have not yet been verified. Here's some of what he had to say.
An early worst case scenario that we have been dealing with is that third parties would attempt to get this data to intimidate, corrupt, or indeed cause harm to our officers and staff. We are now aware that dissident Republicans claim to be in possession of some of this information circulating on WhatsApp, and as we speak, we are advising officers and staff about how to deal with that and any further risk that they face.
PSNI Chief Constable Simon Byrne, who'd cut short his holidays to return to Belfast to face these questions today on what we've heard has been described as a colossal breach of trust and data for some 10,000 PSNI officers and staff. For reaction, I'm joined by two members of the Northern Ireland Policing Board, Gerry Kelly of Sinn Féin and Mike Nesbitt MLA for the Ulster Unionist Party. You're both very welcome to Drive Time this evening. To you, Gerry Kelly, first of all, please, what about this information that dissident Republicans claim to be in possession of names? What do you make of that? Do you take it seriously?
Well, in all of these things, you have to take it seriously. That's the first point that you start off with. I mean, it is not verified yet. It's on a WhatsApp group. It is a claim which you might expect that the dissidents would take advantage of the fact that this is of this catastrophic leak. And are making hay with it. But I caveat absolutely with you have to take it seriously, which means that if, you know, we're dealing with individuals here, the whole police service, you're talking about 10,800, you're also talking about their families. And some of them who, you know, if they came from the Catholic nationalist population, may not even have told their families were in the PSNI. And to them, it is a huge blow upon another blow. So we had a bad leak. We knew that it had gone out in social media. It was up on the website for up to 3 hours, and that people have got this. So there is certainly a potential possibility that some distance has got part of it or all of it. So we take it seriously, but I can't assess, which is why I'm saying you just have to hit it as if the potential, certainly the potential, if not the reality, is certainly there. And that's what the police are doing with it when we spoke to them today. The word was only coming in today as we were on the as we were on the board meeting, and they were telling us that they were immediately getting in contact with every member of the police service.
Mike Nesbitt, was it news or a shock to you? And what did you make of that news going into that meeting as well today, hearing these claims of dissident Republicans in possession of this PSNI personnel data?
I think we need to stress the fact that it is a claim, and if you think about the interests of dissident Republicans, it is very much in their interests to make people believe that they're in possession of some of all of this data, because they will want to create maximum panic and anxiety within the policing family and in society more broadly. But if it is true, it poses a problem of an unprecedented scale for policing in Northern Ireland, because we are talking about around about 10,000 people. And the question is, does the PSNI have the resource and the capacity in a timely manner to offer each and every one of those individuals a risk assessment against their lives and indeed the safety of their friends and family? And that is an ask of a huge scale. And I think the police have made clear that they're going to have to triage, they're going to have to make assessments about who might be most at risk and how they best operate to mitigate the dangers against them.
The chief constable said that he was deeply sorry following this industrial scale breach of data that has gone into the public domain. Do you think, Mike Nesbitt, that he adequately explained today how this catastrophic breach could have happened?
Yeah, I think I came away with a better understanding of how it happened, and it was partly human error and partly systemic failure, and it's quite technical here, John, in that it was an Excel spreadsheet that was uploaded, and those spreadsheets have tabs on them. And if you click on those tabs, it takes you behind the headlines and gives you much more detailed analysis. In this case, it was the source material about the names and the ranks and the grades of civilian staff. And that can be fixed by saying we will never again upload an Excel spreadsheet. We'll put it out as a PDF so we know exactly what people are accessing. Having said that, you cannot eradicate human error. But against that, the human error in this case was that more than one person signed that off to be uploaded without realizing that that tab and that facility in one click to access information that should never have been in the public domain existed.
It's not the only breach. We heard as well last evening as we came on air about another breach following the theft of documents and a laptop from a car in Newton Abbey in July. Further questions about security around this type of information, Gerry Kelly. But Simon Byrne expressing his deep regret, deep apologies. Is it enough? Has he more explaining to do?
Well, it is a start, but the real start is the report we got today of what they intend to do. And there's going to be a very deep review. They've already taken some action. The policing board have made it clear it needs to be involved in this, that this needs to be independent, that we need expertise, which may not exist within the PSNI, and to make sure that whatever is done means that this cannot. Now, we're in the cybernetic age, so can you ever be 100%? But one of the things that I asked about in this, you know, so you have this sheet which gives doesn't give addresses or other information, but gives names and initials, and which can be used to identify people, but needs some work. I said, well, how do we know that if there's, because there has to be other sheets, other spreadsheets, which give the other information, how can you guarantee that that won't happen again? And that is the question which they have to answer in terms of action. They have moved into action. I think when they first said it was human error, and then later during our discussion, we were saying, well, look, human error is fair enough, but the reason you have fail-safes, the reason that you have these systems, is that human error will be minimized. In other words, if you make a mistake, there is something behind that which will stop that going out. So there should have been something here which would have stopped that going out automatically because of its marking, or once you hit the button, then it would have shown a red flag or whatever. So the test of all of that, to be honest, is what will happen in the next days and weeks.
Yes.
And the policing board will be very tightly involved in that. And I presume Michael and myself as elected representatives and also as citizens.
I understand that the chief constable said that no officers or staff had to be redeployed or moved from their homes as a result of this breach, for now anyway. Has he done enough, Gerry Kelly, or did you hear assurances on that to protect officers across the north?
Well, let me say this, that these officers are all individuals, as are their families, the officers and staff, and therefore it has to be dealt with on that basis. And that is what Michael was talking about earlier on, about the huge size of the job involved. And I doubt very much if they were prepared for that type of capacity, that type of magnitude of a job. They have to then upgrade to make sure they can do that. If you're talking about people's welfare, and we are talking about people's welfare, then as individuals, and even as their job being individual, you will have different approaches to different people. And this is where the immediate triage comes in. I know that when we were in the meeting, we got word that 300 people had already, 300 personnel had already got in touch for assistance. By the time we came out of the meeting, one of the media told me that it raised to 500, and I expected to go very much higher than that. So that's what's facing, but it has to be faced, and people have to, you know, there's a huge issue of trust and confidence in the police now, and especially in the senior, in the senior executive. So that lack of confidence is coming from within the police at lower levels, but also obviously from their families and from people generally outside. You know, is my information safe when it goes into the police, and especially because they are an arm of, they have to have trust. There has to be trust for the type of things they deal with.
Mike Nesbitt, the chief constable, telling the media this afternoon the issue of his resignation did not come up, and nobody's seeking that for now from the Northern Ireland Policing Board.
That's correct. It wasn't discussed over the course of the 4 hours. I'm not one for a knee-jerk reaction. I think Simon has come home from his holiday to show recognition of how seriously he accepts this situation is. I think if you were to remove him, then the question is, then what? What happens next? I think we leave Simon in place with the senior team. We monitor them. As Gerry is saying, we want a role in this end-to-end review that's going to come, to use the current buzz phrases. The policing board need to be co-designers and maybe co-producers of this review, so that we have control and input into the terms of reference for whoever is going to look at it. Another issue, though, John, we're talking about confidence in the police. Yes, I've had many police officers contact me in the last 2 days to say they've lost all confidence. But what about the chain of intelligence gathering? In other words, informants. You know, if I was giving information to the police about, for example, dissident Republicans or loyalist criminal activity, I'm going to think twice and three and four times about continuing to engage, when I now know that they can't even keep their own officers' information safe, never mind what I might be telling them.
Lots more questions to answer for the North's chief constable. So, and actions to follow up on his assessment, his apologies and his answers today. Thank you very much for joining us for now. It's where we leave it. Gerry Kelly of Sinn Féin and Mike Nesbitt of the Ulster Unionist Party. You're listening to Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with John Cook.